Unscripted.
What?
Unshackled. Uncouth.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are bringing you a new uncensored podcast daily to make sense of your quickly changing world.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Corncast Edition from Hot 101.5.
Made hot by Corona Beer.
Well, hello. It is hump day if you're listening on Wednesday when we're recording this, but it could be any day of the week. Which is so beautiful about it. My name is Miguel Fuller.
I'm Holly O'Connor.
I'm Scotty, the body.
What I'm curious about is how we're spending our days. Because I listen to other morning shows around the country because I'm that radio nerd.
Yeah.
Because I'm always curious about like how we're doing compared to other morning shows. Mm-hmm. And so we don't do a lot of like, so Tuesday, I sat down and I did that. So, like, how are you spending this time while we're, like, stuck inside the house? Like, what are you doing every day, Holly?
Me?
Yeah.
Like, personally?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
I don't know.
Should have been like, no.
I thought you were just asking the general public, but then they can't call right now because it's a podcast.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of stuff today. So
I know. My mind is like in approximately four different directions right now, so that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, so when I leave this building, I go home, and my kid has been, you know, e-learning for the morning. And the way that they do it, and I have someone at home helping her, so, like, they do the live video learning, and then he's figured out that she needs like kind of a mental break after they do like the virtual learning with the teacher.
Yeah.
So they take a little break or watch a YouTube video or play, and then they get back on like schoolwork/homework. So by the time I get home, depending on what kind of day it's been for her, they're either still in the middle of working on classwork or she's just now completing it and she's like, "Mommy, I want to cuddle." So then immediately I'm like, Before I put my bag down or anything, she's like on me and I'm like, okay, let me just put this down just real quick. And then usually like when I get home, the dog upstairs, my mom has, you know, I have a dog, but my mom is basically watching Nala. It's like her dog right now.
Nala Carol,
my little Nala boo. And so then Nala usually hears me when I come home. So rah, 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 she comes down the stairs, which triggers my mom to be like, I better shuffle down and see what's going on. So then she shuffles down.
Oh, man.
And she's like got something. She's got something that she's stressed about. So she's like showing me. Maya's pulling me, you know. It's just a lot. My person who's helping Maya, who's also my partner, is like, I'm trying to get you to your bed so you can take a nap. And I'm like, I appreciate you, but I also can't get there right this second. So it's like, we're trying to do a couple different things. So then sometimes I can lay down while he helps Maya do iReady, which is like the math and reading website.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if we had that when we were kids, like, I would have been so much better at math, I feel like.
Mm.
It's like a cartoon, and they teach them, like, math, but it's like a game.
Oh.
Yeah, and the kids are like, ugh, I ready. And I'm like, okay, we didn't have a cute little cartoon called Youp coming in here.
They don't even know what they're missing or what they got. I wish.
Yeah, so then sometimes I can grab a little nap, and then after that, it's like go time with Maya, so we got to, like, either play something or watch TV, or like we've been trying to get out in the neighborhood and do a walk in which she either wants to pick up trash or make me buy her something at the gas station.
Oh, that's fun.
It's fun. So then we come back and then we like figure out what are we going to do for dinner, and I either got to make dinner and then we got to figure out like, are we going to order dinner? Are we saving money today? Are we not saving money today? And then we eat dinner, and then it's a fight like whether we have dinner in the living room or the kitchen. I prefer the kitchen, but everybody else likes the living room.
And around what time is this?
5.
Oh. Oof.
5-ish. So then
I can't wait to contrast this against Scott's day.
Oh, so then usually person leaves and then it's like Mommy Maya cuddle time. And sometimes she's like cool and chill and calm, and other times she has lost her damn mind.
Mm.
So she's like running around and I'm just trying to keep up basically. And then I put her to bed usually. It's hard because I would like to put her to bed at 7. Listen, I know she's 6 years old, and probably a lot of other 6-year-olds go to bed way later, but mama needs time.
Mm-hmm. And she needs to sleep.
But she doesn't. She needs more sleep, I think, than other kids her age, because I can always tell when she's tired.
Right.
And what happens when she gets overtired, and I think most kids do this, but maybe some parents don't realize that this is their kid's signal that they're tired. Like, there comes a point in the night when a kid is chill, that's your window. That's your bedtime window. And it might be at 7:30, but maybe you're not ready for bedtime at 7:30. And I totally understand that because some families don't get home until 6 or 7.
Right.
And but for me, I'm very lucky that I'm already home in the evening because I can see when it hits. And if you don't take advantage of that window, then they cross over into overtired territory where she starts then bouncing off the walls again. Oh, she got a second wind, and now she does not want to go to bed.
Oh.
That's when they need to be in bed.
Bye.
But you're like, now it's a wrangle, and like just getting teeth brushed and peeing has turned into a 20-minute ordeal because she doesn't have to go. Do we have to brush our teeth tonight? And I'm like, this is not optional. Like,
I mean, has there ever been a time where you were like, no, not tonight?
A lot.
Oh,
actually,
really?
Because I get tired of fighting.
Yeah.
Right.
I just get, and I'm like, you know what? That then this is when this version of mom pops out. I'm
I feel like whatever version this is would be me all the time. This would be my default.
Yeah. My, when I'm over fighting, I'll be like, you know what? No, you know what? Don't brush your teeth. Don't brush your teeth. You're just going to get cavities. That's fine. No, I don't want cavities. I'm like, well, you're going to brush your teeth. So that's my less desirable mom.
That
so then we read
me.
A book, and then I put her to bed. And then usually she's asleep by somewhere between, depending on how it goes, 8 p.m. and like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
I leave her room. She's asleep. And then I'm like, so then I sometimes have some sort of beverage or whatnot for about 30 minutes to an hour.
I just felt my shoulders relax.
That's what it feels like. Or I sit outside on my front porch and I just play my game, play my Candy Crush.
Like, are you literally like on the front porch just outside?
Making it in the outside world.
Yes. Like, I don't even have a porch, y'all. I have a stoop.
I know
that.
I
have a really nice backyard, but I don't want to go too far in case she wakes up and calls me, which she never usually does at that hour. She's usually like out.
Mm-hmm.
But just on the off chance that she wakes up, I can't be in the backyard and not hear her.
Right.
So I just go out the front door and like, you know, have it open a little bit so I can still hear. But I just sit on my front stoop and I just play my game, maybe sip on my little hard seltzer.
I kind of want to just drive by one day, like not say anything and just see you outside. Like, I have a mental picture of what this looks like. Like, but I want to see it.
I'm going to tell you right now, I probably look like a trash box. Because people drive by, or sometimes I'll see people like walking their dog or whatever, and I'm just sitting on the front step, and I'm like, hey.
What up?
So that's fun. And I usually no later than 9, I hop on FaceTime with my person, and we FaceTime and then talk about the day, even though I just saw them. So it's whatever. There's a longer story there, but it's not for today. And then, depending on how long that goes, but I like to be in bed when I do that. And then after that hang up, I play a couple more Candy Crushes, and then I go to sleep. And usually, by the way, just as a quick aside, my mom is in the mix somewhere.
Right.
Usually.
Doing something.
Most days. Either
will
need
around.
Some. She burned the hell out of her finger about 2 weeks ago. So we've had to like fix the wound daily.
Oof.
So it's just been a lot. It's a lot.
That is a day.
Yeah. And I always feel bad like I don't accomplish enough. But.
Oh, just wait.
I don't know when I would do it. I don't have the motivation.
Well, the thing that if you're in it, you don't see it, but every day you are rearing a child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is an accomplishment within itself.
Yeah.
Like, that is something. You're not just, like, sitting.
But it's tough because you're like, did I do enough for that? Like, my person and I had a sit-down. Because Maya kind of went a little, like when she gets back from her dad's house, and I know it's this way with most co-parenting families, like when Maya gets back from her dad's house, it's always like a rough transition. Just because the rules are different, it's different homes, it's different. And so Monday was a little rough, and yesterday was a little rough. Today's going to be fine. But yesterday she was a little sensitive.
Mm.
So she stomped out of the living room because my person and I decided she's watching too much YouTube.
Mm.
She's probably watching, I don't even want to say it because I feel so guilty, like how much TV she's probably watching right now while she's home and not doing anything else. But we decided too much of those hours are spent on YouTube and it's mindless.
Right.
So we decided after she got mad because I was like, we decided, yes, we're going to eat dinner in the living room. But I'm like, I am sick of watching Dr. Squish or SS Sniper Wolf or whatever these YouTubers are. I'm like, can we at least watch a movie? Let's put on a movie.
Mm-hmm.
She was pissed. So then she stomped off and like went in her bedroom. And we started having a conversation like, we can't, like sometime there has to be a break with YouTube. So like she can watch it in the morning. She can watch it between school and schoolwork.
Right.
But then once all school is done, no more YouTube. This was the what we came to yesterday. YouTube has to be done, and then she can do it again after dinner for the rest of the night. That's her choice. But, like, in the middle of the day, I can't take away TV at all, because all TV, because what the hell am I going to do with a kid that long?
Oof.
So it's got to be, we decided it's got to be educational. So, like, they have this thing called StoryBots on Netflix where it's, and Maya loves that show. Like, it's also educational. You're learning how, like, chocolate's made or how toilets flush, whatever. It's just, it gives you something to think on.
Mm-hmm.
Or I said, let's pull out some old Reading Rainbow episodes.
Mm.
Or let's get Mr. Rogers, you know, like Sesame Street. It's going to have to be something semi-educational. It cannot be mindless YouTubers with smash that like button, fam. Like, I can't. So she's been a little upset over the course of last night and this morning, knowing there's a new schedule coming. But like that, I felt like was a proactive parenting moment where we saw what was happening and it's too much. And so now for that mid part of the day, if we play outside and come back in and want to do TV, educational TV.
Well, I feel like you've got to give yourself a break. I mean, everyone's figuring out this new normal right now.
Right.
And it wasn't like you got handed a playbook of here's how to deal with your child when a world pandemic happens and school is suddenly canceled for the rest of the year.
Yes. And by the way, I want to piggyback on that because I feel like I meant to make this a radio blog, but I forgot because I didn't write it down. But at the beginning of the pandemic, so like 2 months ago, on Friday, March 13th, when it was announced that schools would be closing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you saw a lot of on social media? These little pre-done schedules from maybe homeschooling mothers that were supposed to help moms out. They were like, okay, you know what? I know y'all freaking out. There's not going to be school. Here's how you manage. You just schedule the time. So like 8 to 9, breakfast. 9 to 10, this, that. Can I tell you what I haven't seen since March 13th? Those stupid things. Because guess what? They ain't working. Not an extended timing with your kid at home.
Damn.
So I haven't seen those. I haven't seen not one single mommy blogger post that shit nowhere. Just FYI. I'm like, oh, where's y'all COVID-19 schedules now?
Damn.
Whew.
I feel like that's been sitting on your heart for a minute.
Yeah, I forgot about it until right now. So.
You're like, listen, Scott, we're going to get to you here in a second. We just got to call my mom real quick.
Oh.
To do a quick check-in with her because we didn't last week.
Uh-oh.
And
she's like, where you at?
And we're trying to maneuver a lot around right now.
Okay.
I almost have my mom's number by heart now.
Oh, that's good.
Slowly but surely.
That's good. It's only your mom.
Yeah.
I know the house number, just not the cell phone number.
Your mom ain't the house.
She is. Wherever she is home.
Aww.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, son. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Hi, Scotty.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Well, happy late Mother's Day. Obviously, we talked on that day.
Of course.
How was your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was great. Thanks to you and Kwanzaa, y'all hooked me up.
Oh, really?
And Abe.
Okay, now let's walk through how this Mother's Day went. What all happened?
Okay, first of all, you called me, wishing me a happy Mother's Day, and while I was talking to you, my phone beat.
Mm-hmm.
You and Abe sent me money. Oh my God. Lots of money. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yes. Now, I know.
They know my favorite thing.
Money.
Listen, there's no need to do a Oprah's favorite things of, ooh, let's buy my mom a crochet book.
Yeah, no.
Ooh, let's buy her. No, just give her some money, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy, honey.
Now, normally in the past, you would have taken that money.
Wait.
Whoa, yep.
And Kwanzaa, cook for me. He, oh my God, he cooked me salmon, green beans, macaroni and cheese. I mean, macaroni and cheese in the oven, not out the box.
Okay.
Green beans. Oh my God, beans and ground beef. I couldn't even talk.
What?
I am shocked right now.
What happened to Kwanzi? Like, did he been taking some lessons?
I'm about to say, I didn't know he knew how to do that.
I didn't either. I was shocked. And wow. That's why I told him, I say, you and Miguel, both y'all don't turn into Chef Bardi.
Wow.
Y'all really paying attention to me when I was cooking.
Okay, now, here's the question, because obviously I have my famous macaroni and cheese that has won awards.
Don't even do that.
People
do that.
Have made. Yeah. Oh,
don't do that.
No. Yeah. Mom, who has the better macaroni and cheese, me or my brother Kwanzi?
Oh, God.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but let's be honest. He doesn't listen to the show. So, I mean, you can just go ahead and tell me that mine's better.
You know, he does listen to you.
Does he?
But it doesn't matter. I have the best macaroni and cheese.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question.
Shut down.
So, basically, this is what Kwanzi made for you.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Potatoes, tomatoes. that's a good one. Anytime you can bust that out. That's good.
Well, that's good. So how did the end of Mother's Day go? Well, what else happened?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Oh wow.
Geez.
Really?
Mom,
that's
did you?
That's a good old day.
No, okay, that's enough.
Is this the podcast?
Yes.
Or the
video? No, this is podcast.
Podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you about my friend.
Oh, no, we're good.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It's the show. Ha, ha, tricked you.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
We're done.
No. Trick yourself because I be done saying something to make you lose your job.
What a night, huh?
All right. Well, that's great. Well, Mom, I'm so glad you had a great Mother's Day.
Yes.
I did. Thank you all so much. It was lovely. Nice. The best.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you deserved it and so much more. And just real quick, Exactly.
Amen.
If you had to pick one macaroni and cheese and not yours,
Miguel.
Which one would you eat for the rest of your life, mine or my brother Kwanzi's?
What is
wrong with you? Your grandmother.
Got him.
All right. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
And that is my mother, just always having something fun to say. All right, so I wanted to talk to her to get that update, but now we need to get back to Scott.
Oh.
So we just...
What was that?
I've been nervous to talk about this ever since, Holly, you just talked about what you do in a day.
Yeah.
Because my day looks very different.
Okay. I'm prepared. Pardon me. So. I'm eating a salad, so I'm going to be off mic munching.
That's all right. It's fine.
But you know what? I want to hear about it because I want to know that someone is having a really, you know, relaxing
It's just different. It's just different.
And also, by the way, I'm waiting on my carpet cleaner guy to call me. So if I step out, just keep going and I'll step back in.
We are a janky mess.
We are. Listen, so just to be honest with you, in between recording this podcast, we're also prepping our special graduation show for this Saturday. So it's been hectic in the studio after the show. We're trying to do the podcast and trying to get the graduation show ready for Saturday. So I'm ready for vacation.
Why do you think I'm eating?
Exactly. Okay, give me some. Scott.
Yes.
What happens with your day when you leave Hot 101.5?
Okay, so let me preface this by saying before we went into quarantine, I was much busier. And during the days or the weeks, I would have events and I worked different jobs to make money.
Well, oh, yeah.
Those things have all stopped. So now all I have in my life is this job. And so...
Real quick, before we get into that, has your paycheck... been like super affected?
My paycheck got punched in the face.
Oh,
actually, this is like the week where I'm like, okay, like, hold up, wait a minute, don't go spending money on a random dinner or item because I think like it's gonna start catching up to me now. Like, I think next paycheck, it just doesn't look pretty,
right?
And so when I have to pay rent, it's gonna be like, oh, okay, It's getting a little thin, but I'm okay for
tight.
Right now. Little tight right now.
Right,
but.
Just so you know, so when you see us at events on the weekends, we get paid extra for that. And my carpet person's calling me.
Wow.
Sorry. As Holly's eating a salad. Wow. So we make extra money from those events that you see and from our endorsements. That's why we say thank you for supporting places like Corona and Safe Touch and whatnot. And so all that has gone away.
Yeah. And that was, I finally started getting a good amount of events. For here at the radio station, I also started working for an event company, Events Done Right, that does like weddings. I started DJing. So, but right before the quarantine, I was doing decent, more than I've ever done in my entire life. And I was enjoying that because I didn't really have to stress at the end of the month. And now I'm like, okay, I have to think through things a little more and be a little smarter. But I do think slowly I'll get back to where I was. But just for right now, it's a little stressful.
So what do your days look like when you don't have any events going on?
Okay, so without, like, right now I'm picking up a couple more projects at work. So let's just say on, like, a busy day, we do the show until noon, and maybe I'll do some show projects until, like, 1.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take too long, but here's the base of the schedule. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging.
This is the bare minimum of what
yesterday. Stop feeling
Let's
bad.
Just say like yesterday, this is what happened.
No
okay?
one is judging. Don't get defensive.
All right.
I am.
So, yeah, shut up. So we do the show until about noon.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's done for me by that point. So I will go home. That takes about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So now it's 12:03.
Yep.
And I eat something, so I usually go up to the kitchen. I'll make a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Then by that time, if it's a very bare minimum day, it's like 12:40, 12:45, and I'm like, all right, well, what else should I do? So I'll go down to my room, and when I do something or when I pick something up, all my focus goes toward that. And so recently, I've picked up reading, and I've started reading the Harry Potter series.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the past couple weeks, all I do all day, so after I eat, I'll go down to my room and I'll start reading. Usually what happens, let's say like yesterday, I'll start reading. I'll move to my bed to start reading. I'll realize I'm pretty tired. Put down my book and I'll take a nap. And that nap, you know, usually goes for about 2 hours. So like yesterday, I think I napped from like 1:30 until like 4:30. Yeah, that was a big one.
A big old nap.
Yeah, and then after that, maybe I'll read more.
Right.
But usually from about 4:45 to about 6:30, I start working out. And I'll just work out. I'll do my CrossFit workout. I'll do some other workouts for myself. And then after that, I'll go and shower. I'll have dinner.
Oh, what do you cook for dinner?
I don't cook. Usually Miguel cooks.
Oh.
And I get what Miguel cooked.
Yeah.
Which is such a blessing, let me say. And that usually leads me, it's usually about 7:30 by the time I'm done with all that. And then I just go back downstairs. I start reading more. Maybe I FaceTime my girlfriend Mary at about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I might start reading a little more after that, and then I go to sleep. And then I wake up at 3 and I do the whole thing over again.
Cool.
So all I do, if you really want to have a base of it, is I go to work.
Yeah.
I read, work out.
No, I think we got it. Yeah, we got it.
And read more and sleep.
And you take a poop somewhere in there.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right.
Holly.
Uh-huh.
How does that strike you?
I'm just envious.
It's a tale of two cities.
I'm just envious. But I will say this. I had that in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I had it. Like, I had that in college.
Right.
I had that after college. I had a good run for a few years in Findlay when I didn't live with anyone and I was just doing my thing, and it was nice. That's a time of like discovery.
And I'm discovering Harry Potter.
I know. That's great.
So,
and then, you know, it's like eventually in life, you know, you're like, well, for me anyway, I was like, man, this biological clock, I should probably just take the plunge. You know, and then nobody tells you exactly about what to expect with a baby. So they don't, like, everyone's like, are you going to have a baby? Like, Miguel, you were talking on the air today about how when people are asking you and Abe when you're going to get married. Okay, so once you get married and you're like a straight couple, and it happens now to the gays.
Oh, yeah.
But typically when you get married, people are like, when are you going to have a baby? What? Baby. The only word they use is baby.
Baby.
Guess how long that baby stays a baby? 1 year.
Yeah.
Then you have a child.
Yeah.
And then for the next rest of your life, you basically have a dependent. So I feel like people don't really tell you all about, like, no free time and whatnot. Like, my child will come in while I'm peeing or pooping and just sit on me.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, I had to yell at her the other day because I'm like, Maya, I just want to poop alone. Can you just let me poop? And she was like, but I mean, and this girl looked at me, and I'm glad she's got it in her, with such empathy. And she was like, Mom, it's okay if it stinks.
Oh,
it's okay. I don't mind.
And I'm doesn't like, that make just melt your heart in a weird, awkward way?
In a weird way. Yeah. I'm like, I appreciate it, but I still feel like sometimes I just want to poop by myself. And then she got upset, and I'm like, I'm sorry. She's like, do you want me to hold your hand?
Because oh, no.
What she'll do, when she poops, she wants me to go in there because sometimes it's hard, you know, to get it out.
Yeah.
So I have to hold her hands, and she's got to get the poop out. She's like, do you want me to hold your hands? And I'm like, no.
Right.
No, I'm okay. I'll hang on to someone to hold my hand now.
No.
So, Miguel, you might want to hold Scott's hand.
Nope. Not holding your hand. I hold anybody's hand.
Sometimes it's hard.
I say all this to say.
Call your girlfriend.
I was there. So I'm not like mad at, like, go do that. Because one day you'll probably have kids and then you'll be in the exact same boat that I'm in listening to a 23-year-old say that they read Harry Potter all day. I was the 23-year-old.
Let me go ahead and say, yesterday I also did shoot a Grill Daddy video. And that took probably 20 minutes to grill burgers and video it and then edit it. Yeah.
We also all did a TikTok challenge yesterday.
We did.
That took probably 4 minutes.
Oh, not me. Mine took a little bit longer because I had to just have my child hold the phone.
Well, that's
right.
Also,
right.
That is fine. So, yeah, it's fine. I'm not any bad emotion. I'm a little envious.
Yeah.
But I have something that a lot of parents don't have, which is every other weekend to do exactly that.
Yeah.
So,
right. Because your daughter then goes to her dad and you get to just relax.
And let me tell you what right now before we wrap this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be taking some time off around Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
I need to get with her dad ASAP to see if he'd like to have a little extra time with her and maybe keep her on Monday.
Right.
I don't think that'd be terrible if he wanted to spend some extra time with her. You know,
not at all.
He's probably got plans for drinking and stuff, and he'll be like, nah, I'm drinking already, but we'll see.
Listen, we all have to share in the responsibility.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean you two.
Yeah.
I think that sounds fair.
I'd like to be at a pool. And be drunk.
That just sounds amazing.
So I'm very much looking forward to Memorial Day weekend.
You know, I feel like my days are sort of like a mix between the two of you. Like, I don't have a kid, but to me, the show is my kid.
That's your responsibility that you take on.
Yeah, and so I handle a lot of, and it's not like I'm sitting at a desk going over stuff, but I will spend time listening to other morning shows and making sure that we're doing, you know, what we need to do. And I'll listen to a lot of them, too, for what they're talking about pop culture-wise to see if we're on the mark on what we're talking about. And then emailing and phone calls and making future plans and stuff that we're working on. And I just remembered something I got to do today. So, like, those are things that are, like, always in my head. So, but then I do have days where usually it's Mondays where I will be like, I want no responsibility when we're done with the show. Like, when I leave here, I just want to go home. I want to watch whatever show I'm watching without Abe. And, like, that's my day to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm learning is that my boyfriend, he's way more social than I am. And on the weekends, I mean, we're not really doing much now. But before everything went crazy, I would find that, like, we have events with the station, then we have stuff with our friends, and then by the time I get to Sunday, I'm like, I am talked out, I am socialized out, so I just want to, like, be by myself on Monday.
Mm.
And so those are the days that I do that. But then usually I always try to keep busy because I've always kept by the mantra from right before I went to college, my four-year school. One of my older friends who was about 2 years older than me, he said, when you go to college, you always want to be doing something. Now, that's not always studying or at a club, but even if you're blocking off time to be like rest, you're working at resting, you're working at sleeping, or whatever the case may be. So I always try to think of my life like that, is this is what I'm working at right now. I'm working at catching up on these TV shows. Mm-hmm. So I'm not just like sitting around doing nothing, that I'm always actively working towards something. And so that's how I sort of like organize my life after the show.
Mm.
So I...
That's an interesting way to look at it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like it would stress me out to have to always do something.
I feel like it just gives you like purpose behind what you're doing. Like that's like my bare minimum day. Like when I nap, like yesterday I was like, I'm going to nap because I was up in the middle of the night like with stomach pain and I missed like 2 hours of sleep. So I was like, all right. I didn't feel guilty when I slept because I was like, all right, I need this. My body's like, thank you, Lord. And I was like, okay, I got to give you this. This is my purpose for sleeping. Or else I do, I'd stress myself out because I'm like, you're not working towards something. Like when I read, I'm working on my brain.
Oh.
I feel smarter because I'm reading and it's just absorbing more, in this case, Harry Potter. So my imaginary lane is being broadened.
Wow.
Which that's, again, like I just add purpose to everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just really enjoy, like, knowing Scott, literally that's how it sounds in his head.
Yeah.
He's, like, closing his eyes. He's laying in the bed, and he's like, thank you, Lord.
I do. My body
I get to sleep.
It.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's how I woke up, and I felt much better.
Yeah.
Well, but I also think, too, Holly, remember last week, and if you are just catching up with this podcast or new to it, that is also my brain type that I've learned as the architect, that I like to schedule things out.
Yeah.
So to me, even if it's like next Monday or the days, we're taking a couple of days off soon, and there's one day that I know that my boyfriend has to work, and so that is my day to do whatever. And so like I'm already thinking about scheduling a couple of like relaxation things for me. And to me, like, that's not stressful. That's exciting. Of like, I know that I have a schedule, I have a game plan, and I'm like ready to go, and I'm working towards relaxing. Because in my brain, that makes sense to me. Because when we have those days where there's not a plan, where stuff just sort of haphazardly happens, like, that stresses me out.
Okay.
I need to like know that I'm working towards relaxing, or I'm working towards building an empire or a brand or whatever. That to me, like, soothes my brain.
I get that.
Okay.
But you are an explorer.
Yes.
So you like the sometimes spontaneous things. Like,
which is weird because I never would have put myself into a spontaneous person. But like when this past weekend, when I didn't have anything, I woke up on Saturday and we had no plans. And my person was like, what's the plan? Because he loves a plan. He's a planner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, I know that I want to do my Harry Potter Lego set. And I know that I want to go to a home type store to get XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that I have planned for today. But it doesn't matter when we do them.
Right.
Like, so I have a loose plan, but then like along the way. So like I got something extra at the home place store for like potting some plants for outside. And I was like, I want to do this now because this is exciting. He's like, I didn't think we were doing this today. Do I need to do this? And I'm like, no, I'll do it. Do you mind if I do it? So I don't, maybe I'm more fly by the seat of my pants than I thought.
Absolutely. I think so. I mean, I think that as you and I have gotten older, we've sort of switched in those roles where I crave that. And I haven't had my boyfriend take the test yet, but I'm assuming that he would probably be a little bit of an explorer like you. And so I'm trying to think, was it yesterday or the day before where we were cooking? Oh, it was steak night. So was that Monday?
Yes.
It was Monday.
Because I had horrible stomach pain that night.
That's right, because you had the broccoli. So
yes.
So when you cook steaks, like, it is a schedule. Like, you have to, like, do this, do that, and then you eat. And I don't like to eat pat, like, I try to eat before 7.
Oh, God.
I know.
I eat at 5.
If I could, I would.
Sometimes I eat at 4:30.
Listen, there are times.
Early bird.
Yeah.
If I know that he's going to be working late, like, we're pretty much in that comfortable part in our relationship where I'm like, girl, I have a hot plate for you in the oven. I'm about to eat early.
I'm sorry about you.
But he got home and, like, the steaks were done. And he was, like, looking at mail. And he was just like, ooh, have you thought about putting the plant? And I was like, listen.
Oh.
I love you with every ounce of my being.
This always gets awkward.
But I'm going to need you to go take a shower, come down here, and put those motherfucking steaks on the goddamn grill.
Oh.
And if you don't want to, because this is what I've learned about compromise. If you want, if you don't want to and you don't want to feel rushed, tell me how to do it and I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
I need a schedule.
Okay.
And so that's why
I've learned. No, see, I get it because right. that's how the.
Because that's how you would be. Because you'd be like, well, the Legos, let's finish the Legos. And I'd be like, fuck those Legos.
Well, what happens is sometimes like, and I don't know why I realize now that I may be like this. Like if something looks really fun and cool and it just happens upon it, I'm like, I kind of want to do this like right now.
Mm.
Or, and my mom will get so pissed at me when I do that. She's like, this is not the time for this. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I have learned in my whole life that like, it doesn't matter what I want to do. I'm going to do what someone else wants to do. So I think that's why it worked out so well between us.
Mm.
Probably because I was super codependent and I'm literally just now learning what I like and how I am.
It's and that's
weird
wonderful.
As someone in your 30s yeah. to figure out what type of person you are. Because literally before, it was anybody that I was with, friend, boyfriend, parent, it was just, I don't know, whatever you want to do.
Right.
And I do that with my daughter sometimes. And then, like, that's how we ran into, I told my boyfriend, I was like, you know, I haven't watched anything that I've wanted to watch in months.
Oh.
And I'm like, whatever, it doesn't matter. But it should.
It should.
I matter.
You do. Like, watch something that you want to, because that's your escapism. That is your...
But it sucks, because if I'm like, all right, we're watching Hercules. Because I really want to watch Hercules.
I know, right?
Because they're making the live action. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we're watching Hercules. And Maya's like, then I can't really enjoy it, because she's over here throwing a fit. And I'm like, fine. That's and so then she's excited, crazy. And then I'm just not, but I can take it.
I mean, but I feel like, I mean.
It's weird.
Okay, so I'm not a psychologist, and I don't know if this is the right call to make at all, but I feel like if you do that all the time, then that teaches her that, like, if you moan and complain, you always get your way.
Oh, it does.
Where it's like, you don't, because, like, listen, if King Miguel Fuller could have his way, because I'm always right. I always know what's best for everything. Clearly, that's not the case.
This is my daughter, and I know she gets it from me, though, because I have a little bit of Leo in my personality.
Right, where it's like, I am always right. Everything I say is right. But then because of my mom, who clearly, you know, we just had her on, she's got a very strong personality. And so usually, some of the times, I would win. But more times than not, I wouldn't. And so I think that's what kept me in check.
Mm.
And that's why even as a Leo and as an architect with my brain type, most people that are like me are really egotistical, are really pompous. But I have that streak of earthiness, of humility.
What was your moon sign? I want to go back and look at that. Blah. But let's not even worry about it. But
I forgot.
Remind me.
But yeah, that has something to do with it too.
Yeah.
To where I always think I'm right, but I'm also able to be like, okay, well, maybe some of it could be modified if I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't, then I'm always right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always right.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why I feel like I'm happy that you're discovering this now, so you can start to sort of knock your daughter down a little bit.
I know. It's
because
so
difficult. If that Leo goes unchecked, she's going to, when she gets to high school, and she's going to be like, I want a car. And you're going to be like, well, go work for it. Well, I want a car now. And you're going to be like, girl, bye.
It's going to be a big fight. So, I just hate fighting, and she just wants to fight all the time. Why do always people want to fight with me always in my life? God, can you just leave me alone and just do what I say the first time?
No, girl, you got to tell them, honey.
I got to fight.
You got to knock them down.
Anyway.
Well, there you go. All right, we're done.
Yeah, bye. I'm done talking.
I know. Like, we've been doing a lot of talking. Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly. You know.
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Why are you so happy right now?
I feel great.
What do you feel great about?
I just think it's funny how you are. Because I notice it a lot more. This is just a quick little segment of, like, when you say, like, when Miguel's always right, like, you pick up on it in the house so much.
What do you mean?
If anybody's over or if there's a topic, you damn well know Miguel's going to make his voice the loudest. And he will fight until you kind of just give in and just say, all right, like, you're right. Even though he might not be right.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you realize
you have she does it too, where she's got all these examples and mm-hmm. things like to back up why she should get her way, mm-hmm. and she's freaking
smart.
Miguel.
Mm-hmm. Oh my lord! Yep.
Oh yeah, come argue with me, girl.
I don't want to. That's why I always just be like, I just do what I want to. Whatever.
Well, but that's the thing though, is that I because here at work and in life as a normal human being, you're not always right.
Right.
But in my house, I can be right.
See, that's one of the biggest things he says. It's my house.
I don't say that.
No, you do say that.
I don't say that. I go, you can go live somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Your name ain't on the deed. No, I'm kidding. But I have had to learn to settle that with my boyfriend because there were a couple times when we would get into like arguments or debates about something, and he'd be like, well, I don't even know why I'm talking because you know you're going to win anyway. And I'm gonna like, so I've had to be like, no, so what do you think? Mm-hmm. What do you want? Mm-hmm. I'm still right.
I know.
Miguel Fuller, yeah. MiGUELFULLER. Thank you for listening to Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Hey, please, please write a review for us on the iTunes, Apple Podcast. Mm-hmm. Subscribe. You can also listen on Spotify. And I just realized that on Alexa, if you say, hey, Alexa, play Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Yeah.
It'll play it.
Just the recent episode?
Yes.
Damn.
I had no clue. We just hooked up our Alexa for the first time, and I did it, and it worked.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so many ways to listen. All right, thank you so much. Bye.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Quarantine Edition from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.